Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, SAP, S-A-P-P, 6-13-83. Today's 3-31, chief complaint, back pain. Number 2, cough. Number 3, congestion. Next number is abnormal periods. Next number is pelvic pain off and on. Next number is losing weight with diet and exercise. Next number is leg pain. Next number is leg swelling. Next number is history of obesity. Our patient is a 38-year-old woman, married 16 years tomorrow, 3 children, 5 pregnancies. Patient is a substitute teacher here in town. Period. In the paragraph, she has no known drug allergies. Social, she doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She lives with her husband. Their anniversary is tomorrow, 16-year surgery. She had C-section times 3 tubal and left ankle surgery. Medical problems, she had hyperlipidemia, history of borderline diabetes, insomnia, arthritis related to psoriatic arthritis medications. Patient has currently taken herself off all medication in big letters. She's not taking the lisinopril, Flexeril, or cholesterol medication. She wants to have blood work done to make sure everything is okay. She's been losing weight. She's been counting calories, and she thinks that it made a big difference in the way she feels, and she's hoping that she doesn't need any medication. Period. New paragraph, the blood pressure is quite controlled today. Had 136 over 77 with no medication. She does have cough. She does have this is review of system. She does have congestion. She does have nasal drainage. She has some dizziness off and on. Severe slow back pain, worse around her period. Also, history of back surgery. Put that into surgery. She had a history of laminectomy some time ago. Also, history of back pain after her back surgery when she does a lot of work. She did a lot of work yesterday, cleaned the house. She has leg swelling on the left side. She's never been diagnosed with sleep apnea. She needs to have her thyroid checked. She hasn't had that checked for some time. Also, she gets dizzy from time to time and has palpitation, but she's able to exercise, and her exercise has been pretty effective in helping her lose weight. Has had no hematemesis, hematochezis, seizure, convulsion. She has abnormal periods in that she bleeds a lot. At one time she was placed on hormones to control her period, but that didn't work very well for her, so she's not taking any medications. 234 pounds, 98%, 98.6, 16, 88, 136 over 77, heart pauses, home pauses with 2 lungs, few bronchi, coarse breath signs, abdomen is soft, TM is red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, anterior chain leaf adenopathy, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, TMs are clear, lower extremity, there is slight edema, left ankle, but otherwise within normal limits. Assessment number 1, patient does have what looks like a sinusitis. We'll treat with Rosefin, Decadron, 8 milligrams, Z-Pack, and a Medrol dose pack. Number 2, as far as her low back pain, there is no leg raising. There is no positive leg raising test. No loss of bowel and bladder control. This appears to be secondary to her failed back syndrome. Status post-back surgery. We'll treat with Lofina, 25 milligrams, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. Next number is history of psoriatic arthritis. We'll check sed rate and CRP. Also, Lofina could help with that. She was on biologic at one time and does not want to go back to any medications for her psoriatic arthritis, including any biologic. Next number, abnormal periods, does not want any hormones. She wants to have a pap smear done today, which I suggested and she agreed to. We're going to go ahead and proceed with the pap smear. Also put on iron tablets, 325 once a day. So go back to exam, put down breast exam is within normal limits. Next number, pap smear was done, was within normal limits. Smears were obtained. We'll await results. Then come back to lower extremity edema. We checked DVT studies, and which were negative. No sign of PVD was noted. The left ankle swelling is most likely related to previous surgery. Next number, weight up and down, exercise, diet, discussed with patient. Next number, as far as history of fatty liver, we looked at her liver again. It appears actually less fatty than 2 years ago. Next number, we looked at her pelvic because of abnormal periods. She does have a large uterus because of 5 pregnancies in the past, but has no mass or fibroids in the uterus. Next number, no evidence of venous insufficiency noted, pap smear negative.
Okay.
Next number, lower extremity, no evidence of DVT noted, no evidence of DVT or PVD noted in the upper extremity. Also, there's a small thyroid cyst in the present in the thyroid, which appears to be a solitary cyst. Discussed with patient. go back in the review of system, put down patient has had an abnormal period, abnormal PAP at one time, but then subsequent PAPs have been negative. Okay, then come back to assessment. Because of her high blood pressure, we looked at her kidney. There's no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. The solitary cyst in the right thyroid appears to be 0.35 centimeter. Next number, no PVD noted in the lower extremity. Next number, echocardiogram, which was done for palpitation, was within normal limits. Next number is carotid ultrasound, which was done for dizziness, was within normal limits. Patient also needs to exercise more. We talked about deconditioning, what happens when you start exercising. Once again, patient's fatty liver is improved. Encourage patient to continue exercising and losing weight. And prescription for Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, and Lofina were given today. And patient will follow up with us on an outpatient basis in 1 week after blood work returns. Thank you.